Someone asked you if you can do some work next week, maybe. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
Might be able to?
Did you ever say I might could?
Oh, I imagine I have.
How would you use that?
I might could. I wouldn't know any other way to use it.
Okay. And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Moonshine, right?
Any other name?
Well, I've heard it called Shinny, White Lightning, Moonshine.
What's the difference?
I'm not a whiskey man. I don't know.
When you call something moonshine, does that mean just any whiskey that's made illegally?
I wouldn't know.
What
I'm not familiar with the whiskey end of it.
What would you call whiskey that's just not fit to drink?
No good, though. I know.
Okay. And beer that you make at home?
Oh, let's see. Now, usually you're getting out of my line completely. What do you call it? Homebrew.
Okay. Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell someone, well, you just... that.
Smell good, all right.
Uh-huh. Would you tell someone to smell it or smell of it?
Smell it, I guess.
And you say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
real stuff?
This is
genuine?
And you were buying something wholesale, like a couple of hundred pounds at a time. You say you were buying it in...
bulk?
And a sweet spread you could put on jam or jelly, toast with jam or...
do you want it now?
Huh?
It could be either one. There's another, what do you call it? A marmalade?
What
was
people usually
have? Well, most of them would have a little all of it, I imagine.
Uh-huh. A little?
Jam, jelly, marmalade.
And what would you season your food with?
Salt, pepper.
And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
I'd tell him to take it.
He'd ask you, give me...
an apple?
And you'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
oh, we under some of them?
Okay. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it.
This way?
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
broke.
Or...
poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child...
well, he's usually poor.
Uh-huh. Next door was a child, what father was wealthy. Next door was a child...
rich?
Uh-huh. Talking about his father, you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
Rich man?
Uh-huh. Would you say, next door was a child, that his father was rich, or whose father was rich, or how would you say that?
Well, I don't know. Say he's rich, I guess, is all I know.
Uh-huh. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach.
Orchard?
And you'd ask someone if that's his orchard, and he'd tell you, no, it's just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
No one's orchard?
And the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat.
I don't call them a seed, I call them a pit.
Uh-huh. What about in a peach?
You call that seed, I believe.
And the part inside the seed?
Inside the seed?
Uh-huh. You know that smooth part?
Kernel?
And there's one kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of?
What do they call them? Freestone, I believe.
What about the other kind?
No. The one that comes out is the freestone, the other one is a clean peach, I believe it's called.
Okay. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
Four.